We're joined right now by a defensive end for the Saints. He is a three-time All-Pro. He is a seven-time Pro Bowler, coming off a big year where he had 59 tackles, he had 12 and a half sacks, a couple of forced fumbles, 22 hits on the quarterback, 10 straight years of at least 7.5 sacks, 107 career sacks, a two-time Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee, a member of the 2010s All-Decade team. Cameron Jordan is my guest. Cam, it's great to have you back. How are you?
I'm good. That two-time nomination of Walter Payton Man of the Year, is that like a real stat? Like, do we keep track of that?
I do.
You don't win it.
I do, dude. You should. I do. I would. If I were nominated for that award twice, I would definitely lead with that. And if not lead with that, I would make sure that was in my bio. So, totally up to you, but I do.
No doubt. I just go by the Ricky Bobby saying, if you're not first, you're last.
There you go. Exactly. And I'm a no-time Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee. In fact, I'm a no-time nominee for anything. Anyway, so you and I got caught up on Radio Row. From where I'm sitting right now, I'm checking you out, and you've got a great, great look, a strong look, the Fu Manchu. I've got to think life is pretty good. How did that look come to be, and how much power are you feeling from the look itself right now?
I would say there's a lot of soul power in this afro. I mean, you talk about the Fu Manchu, self-proclaimed Fu Manchulorian. Match it up with the afro. I was sitting at the house and I was just like, you know what? I haven't seen my chin in a while. I've been hiding this, you know, behind a beard or a mustache or a goatee for a number of years, and I just need to see the chin. So I gave the chin a little air and was like, you know what? The fro needs to match. And so now I'm just growing the fro out. It's just, you know, I'm feeling very 80s strong. Like, there's a lot of neo soul power coming through these veins right now.
My man, you look great. You sound great. I totally appreciate that. Cameron Jordan is joining us. You know, I'm watching some of these mic'd up segments too, and there's a lot of things when I see you mic'd up that jump out at me. But part of that is you teaching your teammates like the tiny little details in the game, like hand placement on a rush, when and how to fire legs when you hit the sled. Like, how big of a role does perfect technique play in your success? Who did you learn that from when you were coming up?
Oh, man. I mean, technique is what we practice each and every day. And, you know, I don't know who you learn it from. It's probably going to be, you know, from Steve Jordan himself. I mean, if you're going to do something, you do it to the best of your ability. So when we talk about just trying to perfect the technique, it's a job that can never be finished, right? I mean, we all want to be perfect, but nobody is. So we're always striving for perfection. And those nuances to, you know, whether you're straining against offensive linemen or you're shedding or you're trying to be in the backfield making these tackles, it all starts with technique. Because at the end of the day, you know, you are given a set amount of talent by God, but you can always perfect your technique. You can always get better in some areas. And getting better and getting my teammates better is only going to make our defense better. So if I'm trying to get myself better, I expect that my teammates are trying to correct me like I'm trying to correct them. And it goes hand in hand. Like, if I'm not making Marcus Davenport better or, you know, the young buck Jordan Jackson better, what am I doing? If they're not watching my technique, and if I'm failing somewhere, they're not trying to get me better, then we're really just not becoming a better D-line.
I love that. Cameron Jordan joining us. So I wonder then, you bring that to it. It affects the locker room. It affects the culture. And then when you have other guys come in that have had success in other places that are quality guys, culture guys, guys like Jarvis Landry and Tyrann Mathieu, what's it like when you bring those two guys in the locker room? And then how does that impact the culture?
Man, I mean, it's easily accepted. We know everything about their background. You know, we know, of course, they're from Louisiana, which is already a great thing, but we know the work ethic that Jarvis brings to the game. And, I mean, you see him working those you know, caveats to his routes with the younger guys, too. I mean, he's spreading knowledge. The greatest thing about our locker room is, you know, we're an open book. I can go talk to, you know, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, as well as I can go walk down and talk to Marshawn Lattimore if I have to. So when you have that open of a locker room, I'm able to, you know, go see what Demario Davis sees before I go, you know, if I see a run gap fit differently than he does. We're on the same page by the time a game can happen because we have that open door policy. And, I mean, so when you bring in guys like Tyrann Mathieu, who is just like that, like, this is what I see when I'm playing safety, or this is what I see when I'm here, it allows your defense to react that much faster. When you have a guy like, you know, Jarvis hit the locker room, not only is he a great locker room guy, he's a great cultivator of minds when you talk about just his wide receiver knowledge and what he's done with offenses through different teams. You come here and, you know, we have a young guy in Chris Olave, and he's getting the best of both worlds. He's getting information from Mike Thomas, who's, you know, arguably when healthy, one of the best receivers in the game. And then, of course, Jarvis, how savvy he is, what he brings to the game itself. He's catching both of that. I mean, that's a phenomenal tutelage in my mind.
Cameron Jordan joining us. Cam, your energy is just off the charts, and it always is, but I can tell how excited you are. You mentioned Mike Thomas, so Michael Thomas is working his way back as well. How excited are you to have him back, and then how much better will he make Jameis Winston if he is healthy, as you point out?
Man, I mean, you know, what Jameis was working with last year, you know, not to take away anything, but our leading receiver was Deontay Hardy, who was a, you know, was a punt returner, special teams guy, and, you know, Marquez Callaway, who was an undrafted guy. And then, you know, this year, now you look at, if everybody's healthy, you have a healthy Mike Thomas, you have a strong Jarvis Landry, you have Chris Olave. I mean, and then you have the guys that have been learning. You know, you got Tre'Quan Smith, you've got, again, Deontay Hardy, Marquez Callaway, who can come in and produce these bigger numbers. So now it's not like who's going to be our number one. It's like now you're asking who's going to be our number one. You go from do we have a number one to how many number ones do we have?
Cameron Jordan joining us. It's a really fair point. You know, you were also at the Pass Rush Summit earlier this offseason. So I was asking you, like, how important is it for you to help teach these younger guys? I mean, you're still learning. Like, you're still doing this sort of thing. I'm curious, what was that experience like, and what did you take away from it?
Man, I think Von Miller has done a phenomenal job of even creating something like a Pass Rush Summit. I think the spinoff was the Tight End Summit or something like that, right? The Tight End University from George Kittle. And, of course, because of that, it was probably reactionary that offensive linemen have something. Now, I'm not sure what offensive linemen do if they gather around other than eat food and talk about, you know, getting punched in the chest and the face by a defensive end. But that's just what I think that happens at an offensive line camp. Being at a pass rush summit, you're literally just thinking about, you know, the best ways to go about it. So I'm over here, you know, talking to Vaughn about, you know, his first three steps and his get off, or Chandler and how he offsets some of his stances, and just the idea that there's timing that can go in with a lot of different pass rushes instead of just working just, you know, the moves that I'm good at. I'm really there to steal. I'm stealing moves from everybody.
It's funny, Cam. Like, I would think that I understand that you guys have a lot to share, but I also understand that guys might not want to share. So if you're there to steal, are you a fully open book with guys when they want to chat with you? Or are there some secrets that you're not willing to give up?
Come get it all. You know, if anything, it's a lot like, I'm not saying, you know, greatest of all times. You know, you think about what Kobe was able to do, mimic his game off Jordan, what LeBron was able to do, mimic his game off Jordan, Kobe, and Magic. I mean, it's just that next gym. You have to be an open book. Because, I mean, I'm trying to take as many moves as I can. I'm trying to take, you know, Chandler's long arm. I'm trying to take Vaughn's ghost. I'm trying to, you know, take Calais Campbell's, you know, outside swipe. I'm trying to take Yannick's cross chop. I mean, if I can't create a bag and incorporate them to my own moves, then I'm just sticking to the same. And, I mean, if you stay in the same place, you're getting stagnant. If you're getting stagnant, somebody's going to leave you behind. And that's always been the name of the game. So if somebody comes to me, I'm like, yo, I think I've got a great, you know, stab club, which is, you know, been pretty good for me. I've got a great arm over. Now, this is what I do when I'm setting up. I'm going to give you the real deal because I want to see if you can do it. And if you can do it and even make it better, then great. I'm going to go ahead and steal it back. At the end of the day, it's all about, you know, the moves that we're trying to do to beat off the linemen. Because I think every one of our pass rushers, you think about Max Crosby to, you know, little young Bucks you got over at Jacksonville now, they've got potential to be great. You think about if they can come over and grab a mentality, grab a mindset from any of the words that you're spitting out, or you're seeing at their mindset and what they're thinking about when they're setting up a pass rush, that can only benefit the pass rushing game. And, I mean, I love watching pass rushers.
I love that you mentioned mindset. What's more important, really, really good technique, or does it all start with a mindset, the proper mindset?
Oh, you can win off a mindset. Sometimes you may not have the best technique, but your mindset says I'm unblockable. You can win off mindset. You're talking about big Jeffrey Simmons over down in Tennessee. I mean, you can see the way that he uses his power. Some of that is just want-to. I want to move this man 4 yards to the back, sit him in the quarterback's lap, and he does just that. And then you see the technique that goes into it. But it starts off with mindset. You can have, you know, the greatest moves in the world, but if you don't have the mindset to attack, then this is something that's holding you back, setting you down. You're taking away from yourself.
Talking to Cameron Jordan for another moment. Listen, back when you and I spoke on Radio Row, we talked about the transition from Sean Payton to Dennis Allen. Obviously, you know Allen really well from his time as D coordinator. What was the first camp with him as head coach? What's that been like?
Man, I mean, we're in the light and no tunnel. you know, you think about what we're trying to accomplish, even with our first preseason game. I mean, we've had a lot of good stuff on tape, and we've got some things that we need to correct. But being in a training camp with him, I mean, it's different because I've never had a defensive-minded coach my entire life be a head coach. You know, normally the buck stops at my DC, and I don't really have to worry about a head coach unless defense is messing up terribly. Now it's, you know, the DC is the head coach, so he's making sure that, you know, our defense has to be on point. Our defense is sort of like the example first, instead of it always just relying on if the offense has a good 2-minute drive, if the offense has a good 4-minute, you know, it's sort of inverted. And at the same time, I think it challenges our offense to be better because we're so defensive forward.
That's like they say, Cam, look good, feel good, get played good, or get paid good. Dude, you look great. You sound amazing. And that's how you close a show. That music means I'm done. Cam, great to have you back on. Really appreciate you and the relationship, man. Thanks so much.
No doubt. Appreciate you for having me on, as always.
You're the best.
I'll see you one time. You know, I got a new timepiece to show off anyway.
Dude, you know I wanted to ask you about that. Respectfully, I did not, but I want to see that new timepiece. Cameron Jordan, he is a big watch man. He's just a big man, period. Love Cameron Jordan.